Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jay Rosen, and here's what's happening. Law enforcement sources confirmed to KYW News Radio that remains found Saturday afternoon near Aubrey Arboretum in Germantown have been identified as Kata Scott. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has been covering the story for the last 2 weeks.
Investigators had been searching for 23-year-old Kata Scott until this weekend when authorities found her buried in a shallow grave in the woods behind the vacant Ada Lewis Middle School. Scott left her overnight shift at a Mount Airy assisted living facility shortly after arriving on October 4th. Days later, police held a press conference asking for the public's help in finding her. There had been no phone activity and her car was found in the parking lot of her workplace. Last week, police announced the arrest of 21-year-old Keon King, who was charged with kidnapping and other related offenses. And within minutes of wrapping up, they got an anonymous tip leading them to that vacant middle school where they found significant evidence. They got another tip over the weekend that she was behind that school, and that's where they found her, buried in a shallow grave in the woods. Officials have now confirmed her identity. The medical examiner is still waiting to make their determination on the cause and manner of death. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
SEPTA is facing a contract deadline in less than 3 weeks with its largest union. So far, there's no talk of a strike yet. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Contract talks have been going on since July. With SEPTA's uncertain finances, negotiations with Transport Workers Union Local 234 centered on non-economic issues. Newly elected union president Will Vera says SEPTA using capital funds for 2 years of operations isn't ideal, but after 2 one-year contracts, he's aiming longer.
I am going into this now prepared to negotiate nothing less than a 2-year contract.
Vera says it's too soon to seek a strike authorization from his 5,000 city bus and train operators. The current contract expires November 7th, as SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush points out.
Often these discussions, go right down to the when the contract expires. So in that sense, there's still a significant amount of time left.
SEPTA also has a new chief labor relations officer, Brooke Miner, who starts today. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia City Council will consider stiffer penalties for catalytic converter theft. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
City Council Member Cindy Bass sponsored the original catalytic converter theft legislation in 2022, which imposed $2,000 fines and jail time for stealing, selling, or buying the parts. She says it's been a bang-up success.
The year before the enactment, there were 5,919 reported incidents, but in the year that followed the bill's enactment, that number dropped dramatically to 1,452.
Police have also made huge strides in breaking up theft rings that specialized in the part. Still, Bass said more can be done.
Criminals are adaptive and we must be one step ahead.
Her new bill increases the fine to $2,500. It also closes a loophole. The earlier bill required proof of ownership, such as a vehicle title, when selling a catalytic converter. That requirement would also extend to its component parts.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Bartram's Garden, one of Philly's largest landmarks along the tidal Schuylkill River, welcomed hundreds of people to their annual Harvest Fest Sunday. KYW's Shara Day Howard has more.
What you got in your hands right there?
A flower.
Is that for your mom?
Yes.
I met 6-year-old Lucas and his family picking wildflowers along the path to Harvest Fest at Bartram's Garden, which brings together dozens of families from every corner of Philly, something Ali and Laura love most about this beautiful day and historic space.
Proud of seeing everyone get together because that's not a normal thing to see.
Bartram's Garden's got so many little treasures.
Caroline Winchell with Bartram's Garden. Harvest Fest. So is it self-explanatory? Is a little something else in there?
You know, it's kind of self-explanatory, but we always like to add a twist. Yes, of course, we're talking about all the beautiful things you can learn from the land and receive from the land.
And that twist? Well, at Harvest Fest, the entire family can learn how to make cider and hot sauce and learn more about their community farm, Sankofa Gardens, which draws from African traditional farming. And
there's African dance class. And also, you can paint a pumpkin, plant some garlic.
Oh, yeah, you could go biking.
Let's do it. Why not? Truly something for everyone. Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Jay Rosen. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.